and really just spending too much goddamn money. Like, we went to the zoo. We've been, like, just tripping. Like, I paid off all my debts in the past couple weeks.
Wow. Dearly Beloved Podcast.
Bro,
I had a blast in that bitch, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I had a motherfucking blast because I ain't been there so long. And I just felt like it was a lot smaller than I anticipated. You see the map and you'd be like, damn, okay.
Right,
we got some walking to do in this bitch. Man. But it wasn't really that fucking bad. But the thing that got me, we had to wrap shit up because my allergies.
Okay.
Like, I was in the zoo just sneezing like a little ass, bro. But it was lit. We seen my favorite part of the whole zoo shit was probably the bears fucked me up.
Which one? You know, they got the polar bears.
I ain't gonna lie.
They got the grizzly bears.
We didn't see the polar bears. We seen them big ass brown motherfuckers. Yeah. Them bitches was active too. They was active. Walking around. They had tires and shit. They was teasing motherfuckers. I'm like, bro, that shit crazy.
Yeah, they be active.
But
for sure.
No, it was lit. The zebras and shit. But the thing, the lions weren't there. We seen some tigers.
They never there, bro.
But I felt bad. And then I posted on Instagram. I'm like, what did I say? I was like, the animals pay to see to watch us, right? But we go to the zoo, we pay like $20-something a head to get into the zoo to watch the animals, but the animals are paying their freedom to see us.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's on the flip flop type shit.
They may
on
be treating
the flip
them
flop.
So bold.
I'm looking at them like, damn, this shit fucked up. It reminded me of the Tiger King type shit too.
Right, for real though. Them animals be so tired.
Tiger
bro.
King had the fucking internet on jam during the pandemic, but it was a simpler time.
They tried to make
times.
Another one, but I don't think people was really interested in that.
No, they making another one.
I thought they made one.
They gonna do like
when Dog was in jail. He was.
They did one with Kate McKinnon. She played the girl from SNL. She played Carol Baskin.
A real one. Like a movie type shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know
and they
that.
Doing like some spinoff shit.
That's crazy.
When the last time you been to the show?
Shit. It's been a while. When the last time
we went and seen Doctor Strange? What the fuck?
Oh man? Yeah, Candyman. I'm sorry, I hit the mic.
Was Candyman straight?
It was decent.
It's a fucking fly in this bitch.
It was
sick.
They had brought the original Candyman like at the end. Like he was like, what the fuck he said?
I never seen the first one.
I
was a scary ass kid. Bro, I swear to God, like, rest in peace of Big Dave. Big Dave used to scare the shit out of me when I was a toddler, bro. Made me a whole bitch, bro. Dead ass. Bro, I swear he would put the mask on and chase the niggas around the house and
that
shit, bro.
Is
I ain't
scary
having
as hell for
but, like,
a kid,
movies
though.
Back in the day, bro, like, I wasn't fucking with scary movies. They put on Goosebumps in elementary school. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, Goosebumps.
We in the fourth grade.
I was a weird kid, though. Like, I used to like that shit. I still love scary movies, bro. I ain't gonna hold you up.
I only fuck with Insidious. All them other ones can kiss
love
my
them
ass.
Bitches.
Back in the
Except
day, me and Terrell watched that shit. That shit was fire.
They made like five of them. I'm like, y'all could have stopped at one or two. Like
the first one, way better.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the classical one right
with
there.
With the old lady in the mirror. Yes. That's why I see all my mirrors be covered up. Majority of the time, my mirrors be covered up and shit. And you take like a picture and you just got like a ghost in it just on your head. Boy, that's a different type of pressure right there.
Boy, I'll jump on my skin.
Steph, I feel like you was never afraid of nothing. Steph got some fucking courage, though.
To be scared of scary movies.
She tough as hell.
Yeah, she tough.
Cause she'll cut your ass out and then she'll beat your ass. She ain't got no problems with it.
Anybody though. I'm talking about male, female, child. No, I'm just talking
I've changed. I've changed.
No, Steph, it's I'm happy to have you on the pod. I've wanted you on the pod for a long time. I know it's a long time coming and I disappear and I get real quiet and motherfuckers don't hear from me for a long time, but I'm happy to have y'all
that's
here.
That's understandable
bro.
Though.
It's
bro.
Just Steph in the building, man. It's fucking beautiful. Whenever Ish come through, yes, it's sir. Like it's a real treat, bro. It's a real fucking treat.
That, bro. I appreciate that.
But Steph and the house family, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. My brother been on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to Noah. We seen you at Noah's game. You wasn't there. I talked about it on the pod.
I think I had.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal
to
me.
I had to stay at home and watch Ian. I was with Ian.
Yeah,
because he
Ian,
is.
Because Sophia came with me.
He two hands full, bro. Like, you really have to be on his ass, bro. He is like Tasmanian
he
devil.
He get loose and he be running around.
Yeah, God, bro.
How old are they now?
Sophia, she be 6 in December.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bro.
And then Ian, he'll be 3 in August.
Man, y'all shit fucking
moving.
Lit.
Shit moving, dog.
Y'all lit than a motherfucker, for real. That shit. Appreciate that bro, shit, man. I envy that type of shit. That shit's so goddamn fire, man.
Man, I appreciate that shit.
What y'all been doing with the babies this, since COVID in the past couple years? Like, y'all be worried about them?
Yeah, we always worried, no matter what. Yeah, hell yeah. All this shit going on in the world, I'm always going to be worried about them.
I was just talking to my pops about that. Yeah,
that shit crazy.
I literally asked my dad. My dad like 55. And yeah. I'm 28. JT 26.
Right.
And my sister is like 19, 20-ish. Okay. Right? Yeah. So, like, I had to ask him. I'm like, bro, I'm like, so you be really worried about people, huh? Like, who you be worried about? And then he be worried about us. I'm like, bro, I'm 28. Like, we know each other, you know, stop. Like, I know your story, you know my story, yeah. You've been a part of my life, yeah. You know what I mean? So, what are you worried about?
Exactly.
And to me, it don't make sense to me because I don't have, I'm not responsible for nobody else. Yet. And the other people in my life, I let them know, like, listen, I'm not responsible, you know what I mean?
Exactly,
So, like,
yeah.
It's such a weird thing for me because my journey is just so different from everybody else's. I always had, like, even Steph, you know, I always had, like, just this big family with all this love around me all the time.
Yeah.
In the past, like, since the beginning of this year, I've been by myself for the first time ever in my life at fucking 28, 20, okay. You know what I mean?
Man.
So, like, that's where I'm at. I'm like, okay, I love you, but leave me the fuck alone. You know what I mean?
No,
and it's not no shot, no none of that. But
it's just you need that space. Like,
man, I get text messages. I'll be like, you ditched us tonight.
Right.
I'll be like, word. I'll be like, damn. So I'm just hostage. I'm just a hostage to being around people at this point. I don't really like that. But my job give me access to just get the fuck alone.
Right.
I've been on the road all goddamn week, and then I come home and it just be lit. I don't really want to do shit.
I feel it.
And I fell into that tornado of like not potting and just me and baby girl just running roaming the streets and shit.
Yeah, that's understandable though. Like I said, but you need that time to just.
I like doing this, bro. I like doing this because even it fucked me up. It fucked me up when I'm not doing this. It fucked me up when I'm not doing it because I'd be like, damn, ain't no new hot shit dropping this week. You know what I mean? It'd be like with a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like even I used to be mad at myself when I skipped work. You know what I mean? Because I'd be like, why the fuck did I do that? You did that just because you know you can get away with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What type of bullshit is you on? So I'm trying to get better, dog. I'm going to be 29 in a couple weeks, bro. It's
man,
fucking crazy.
What you got up?
That is crazy.
I might get a room downtown.
Okay.
Get people together, come play poker, drink, grab some food, and just chill. Yeah. I ain't trying to do too much.
I
might change my motherfucking mind.
Exactly.
My shit change all the time, bro. Like, I might just, you know, I wanted to buy a house, and I'm like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you heard about the tractor trade, the Tesla tractor. Tesla came out with that truck.
That's
a motherfucking rap. But I'm about to get me one of them bitches.
I know about you when I saw that,
I'm about to get me one of them bitches.
I haven't had seen this.
Oh, God. Because it's got no diesel. Like, my truck, I put $400, $500 of diesel in my truck every day.
Okay.
It's got four electric engines, and you can get about 500 miles, right?
Okay.
And not paying for diesel, and what I do is, you know, $250,000 extra yearly because all that money go to diesel.
And that's crazy. I was just telling Ish, I remember when diesel used to be cheaper than like regular gas.
Really?
I remember that. Like back in the day, like look, when I lived in the city. So
why were you paying attention to diesel prices though?
Because it was so much cheaper. I'm like, why is that so much cheaper than? Then I'm like, who uses diesel? My mom like buses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay. But which made sense at the time, because if your school bus is using that, then you would want that to be efficient, right? You would want to be cost efficient.
It's just the gas prices right now.
Man, that shit's scary, man.
It's going to get worse, too. I heard it's going to get worse, like August.
Like $6 per gallon.
Don't even, oh my God.
Yeah,
we're
supposed to be taking it. Well, we going to Gatlinburg. For,
what?
Yeah.
I just got back from Gatlinburg.
Yeah, we going for Ian's birthday and shit. So,
bro, it's a beautiful family town.
I already know.
It's the perfect family town. Like, we went down for a bachelor party and shit.
Yeah.
Me, Brandon, and Justin.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw that.
Bro,
yeah,
listen,
it was on the,
dog.
It was river rafting.
Yeah, bro, that shit was horrible, bro. That shit
said,
was terrible,
I'm ready to go home.
I caught pneumonia, bro. I was tripping. I was like,
damn.
I was a fish out of water, you know. I was like the only brother down there. Was like, listen, get ass naked, put this water suit on. I'm like, I got my hoodie on, my jeans. Fuck you talking about?
I'm here.
Bro,
I'm
got out that water after an hour and some change, bro, and drove all the way back to the what's name, drenched, just frozen, bro, cold as hell.
And then
I got home and I was, boy, I was about to die. I ain't had COVID, but I had pneumonia, bro. That's different. It was not the wave. On a sadder note, y'all hear about that shit that went down in Texas and that shit that went down in Buffalo?
Yeah.
See, that's why I be scared.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say scared,
that's
bro.
That's what everybody be saying.
Bro, that shit is crazy to even think about some shit like that happening at a school they going to.
Especially elementary, like Sophia in kindergarten next year.
Was in high, he went to an elementary school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
What type of fucking weirdo shit was he on?
He went, yup, and then was saying was because crazy. He was bullied, but did you see the video of the guy who knew him, went to school with him, and he was like, wasn't being bullied, he was the bully, and people weren't like
taking to it. Yeah. So he got his feelings hurt.
So now you're gonna go to babies and mess with babies, and the teacher's there, like, it just was sad.
I heard the cops was like refraining from like intervening.
Yeah, they went in and got their kids first.
I heard that shit today.
And then they was like, oh, let's stop this crazy 18-year-old. Let me not use the word crazy. Mentally ill, because he was, it's obviously something not right when you go to little kids and you shooting up the building and teachers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I try to protect my energy.
Yeah, I
do at all costs. And then when the Buffalo shit happened, they will remain nameless. But I've told this person on this platform to stop sending me fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be sending me videos like the Twitch feed. I'm like, bro, it's a Tuesday, bro.
Yeah, I don't ever want to see stuff.
I mean, don't matter what day it is, but I'm just like, bro, if you gonna send me shit like this, I'm never gonna open up a DM from you again, bro. Just because I think it's important. We all get so, like, when I hang out with my little cousin Dre, like, they so desensitized to the shit. That's all they look at all day on their phone.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, bro, and they just not conscious of it. Like, they're young, you know what I mean? Like, me, I'm a little more conscious of it. Right. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and watch. Like, when I was a kid, I'm not going to sit there and watch some scary shit. Mm-hmm. I'd rather pretend that, like, it's not on TV and my dad and my brother can watch Blade and shit. You know what I mean? Like, they would literally watch Blade in the basement and I'd be behind a sofa just preoccupying myself.
Because I'm like, bro, shit.
But that's the type of savages I grew around. Like, they don't give a fuck about David. You know what I mean? He'll figure it out.
Right.
It's not like we're going to change the channel or nothing, but we just going to watch these vampires, you know, bite each other and shit. And that's not really my, that's not my fucking
not
vibe,
Blade.
Bro.
Oh, for real. I don't think I saw Blade before.
What? Okay. I some nerve saying it's classic, but
right.
I never seen the whole movie, but that shit is classic. It's the first Marvel movie ever.
Yeah, I'm hip.
And they say that like that movie birthed all the Marvel movies now.
That's crazy.
We saw Doctor Strange a couple weeks ago. That shit was
I gotta see that shit.
Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Bro,
boy.
I've been bullshitting, bro. I haven't seen No Way Home. I haven't seen none of this
shit.
Which
I was mad about.
Fucking
I never
too.
Saw that. Morbius.
Because we were supposed to go see that.
I heard Morbius was good.
See, I got mixed reviews about it. People saying it was overhyped. But like I said,
which
I got
one?
To see for myself.
Morpheus?
Morbius.
Morbius? Yeah. I don't know.
I never even heard of him.
It kind of did my boy Jared Leto wrong for doing, he played fucking the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Which
and then
one?
Joaquin in Suicide Squad with Will Smith and, and the white girl.
Well, the one that
Harley
matters.
Quinn or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay,
Bobby
yeah.
Bobby Margot. And put some respect on her name.
Yeah, fuck, my bad. Margot, whatever. Queen.
Margot Robbie.
Right, Margot Robbie. Wolf Wall Street. And, so I feel bad for Jared Leto because he was the Joker in that movie, and then Joaquin Phoenix did the Joker.
The actual Joker.
And it just
grossed
and then what they,
the
and what we do
office.
Is, yeah, right. And what we do is we rate all the Jokers, and Leto is like at the bottom of that list. Like, that shit fucked
that
up.
That is bold.
That is bold, but he wasn't,
I like that Joker.
But he wasn't Joker, though.
Like, right. He played a Suicide Squad Joker.
Right.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you got fucking, what's my man that passed away?
Heath Ledger.
He did a great job.
He killed that shit. Even like the little kids, like the kids at my job, they talk about him all the time. And I'm like, how do y'all even know who he is?
Rest in peace.
I'm telling you, I don't know. We fucking these kids up, bro. For real. Y'all better be careful, bro. Because like they just know about too much. Yeah. Think about us, like when we were like when I was in middle school, like
no shit.
I had a We had PSPs, we had like premium cable and shit. Yep. Like we had bro, dead ass. Like our parents had like magazines and a bunch of bullshit. Exactly. Like we had everything so fast and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. They are exposed to a lot more.
And these kids like
way more.
These kids walk around with iPhones and shit. Just like willy nilly. Yep. Just iPhones, you know what I mean? I'm gonna hit you up on Snapchat at fucking 6 years old.
Exactly, that shit crazy.
Well, Drea. Dre's daughter, she called me all the she be calling me, hanging up on me and shit. Like she get sassy with me. Like I be in the truck and shit. I be like, what's up, baby girl? She be like, well, what's up, baby? Boop, just cut me off. God. And then call me back and do it again. I be like, okay, so now I gotta like
answer the call.
Like now I'm fucked up. Like now I gotta be an asshole. Yeah, now I gotta be the one. I'm fucking sensitive. I gotta stop.
Man, no, kids do that though because they have no filter. They have no filter.
Fucking tripping. Y'all been watching the playoffs?
I've been watching it. She don't really fuck with sports like that.
And it's weird.
It's been terrible. The playoffs are terrible though.
Because I was telling Ish, like, growing up, I used to love basketball. Like, you couldn't tell me nothing. Like, I think the last finals, like, playoff series and everything like that that I was actually into was probably, what was that, OKC and...
Oh, the Heat. When LeBron played on the Heat.
Damn, that was like 6 years
ago. That was a long time ago. And then, like, I tune in every now and again. Yeah. But I really don't, like, I used to love it growing up. Because, you know.
He said, this new shit is
I'm only getting his wax. I watch it and be like, bro, what the fuck are they doing? And, like, I like Luka. So I'm like, okay, we just... It's just my man by himself, like trying to figure out his team suck. Yeah. And I was, it's funny, I was talking to my man's on Twitter and we was watching like the second or third game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I bet you they get one. I bet you $50 they get one game out of four. Out of five, right? Because they got to, like, who the fuck was they playing? Boston.
I think they played Boston.
And Boston had like a game or two ahead of them, like they were winning. And I'm like, man, these motherfuckers about to get one game, bro. But if you think about it, it was easy for me to place that bet because they got to get four regardless.
Right.
One game to like two or three on the other team.
Right.
I'm just playing the math. Like, fuck how good the teams is. Exactly. They're going to get one game. So I won the bet.
You be
so
on that fan
motherfuckers
shit.
Owe me money.
I'll be on the fan duel shit. Nah, bro, I can't.
Like man. I said, I'm so like.
Motherfuckers be coming up off that shit.
I know, but that don't really. You know how much money people putting into that shit, bro?
Yeah,
and the thing about it is, once your friend hit, that encourages you to go like,
fuck
play.
Let me go. No.
And I'm not that type of nigga. I'm like, bro,
I'm so happy for you, my brother,
but I'm not downloading that shit.
Right.
Y'all can have that referral money and shit, like the referral shit. I tried it at one point, and then I signed in, and it just got mad confusing.
Yeah,
I wanted to bet
on
golf.
Exactly,
I like watching
right?
golf and shit, because yeah, that's
soothing.
My shit.
Watching it is like soothing.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
You watch golf and forget how difficult that shit is. Cause I will go play and be like, oh, I'm about to be real nice today.
That shit is crazy.
I get humbled after my third shot, boy. Oh God. After the first hole, I'm like
triple bowl, bro.
I played last weekend. It was windy as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
I was playing with randoms and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
My man got like a 3-4 foot putt and he walking away from the putt. Like he lined up and then walked away because it was blowing so much. But I thought it was fine. I thought it was tight though, because I never played in a scenario where it was that windy like that. That should be fire. But that's my shit. That's my new fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do y'all get excited about, man? We old, huh?
That's a good question.
Real. We old. I gotta find ways to entertain myself.
What? I mean, I'm a foodie, if that's what you want to call it. Like, we be going to crazy restaurants, like, just putting our input in and shit.
What's the illest shit you done ate recently?
Damn, what's the last restaurant we went to?
They got all types of shit down in Gatlinburg. Oysters, Mexican food,
shit like that.
Barbecue.
Yeah, don't tell me.
I ate, bro,
no
I gained
like
probably 10 pounds, bro. It was a problem. I had my own room and bathroom. Yeah. It was amazing, bro. Yeah. I was in that bathroom, bro. It was a problem. For real. I was eating too much, bro. I was down there fucked up, bro. Y'all gonna have some fun, bro. I'm gonna be peeping, trying to see what the hell y'all got going on.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Yeah,
it reminds me of like Niagara Falls, kinda. Like,
okay. I've never been to Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is like Ripley's, Believe It or Not. Like, yes, Planet Hollywood. That's exactly what it's like. Yes. It's just like that. It's just like that.
That's exciting.
And I'm down there with middle aged men on a bachelor party.
Not middle aged.
I'm like, ain't shit really popping off around here, boys. We about to go back to the name and watch Batman or some shit.
That is so funny.
My bad, I cut you off, though. You was talking about the food and shit.
Damn, I'm glad you did cut me off, though. It gave me a chance to think, though.
What about around the city? Like, what y'all be eating around the city that just be fire?
Shit. Coney always gonna be a staple. You can't go to all Coney's, though. I hate when people say Coney, but... You can't go to all Coney's, but Coney always gonna be a staple. Lou's Deli.
I miss the Olympia. I used to stay by on the west side.
Olympia, that's where we go.
Bro.
And George's.
My old spot over there on Plymouth and Greenfield over there by Rails.
Okay, okay. I know what you're talking about.
But we used to be in that bitch religious.
Yeah, we got an Olympia on 6 Mile in Greenfield.
It's kind of whack over here. I got a shawarma spot up the street. I got some pizza today. I got to stop eating in general.
Yeah.
I've been trying to fast for like a year. Like, since I started doing the pod, yo.
That shit is so hard,
I
want to
do it. It's so hard. It's so fucking hard. And then I go to work and just be...
That's where it's at. Because like, if you're at home and you're busy and you're doing little stuff, like, man. Especially if you don't have nothing in the refrigerator, you're like, okay, look, I just eat when food. I eat. Yeah. But when you at work and then people like, ooh, what are we getting for lunch?
Yeah. Like, ooh, what are we getting for lunch? Going through your head.
Chipotle for the 15th time, of course. Yeah.
We just went
to Chipotle slap.
Man, what?
They get on my motherfucking nerves.
I don't really fuck with Chipotle.
I get the sack.
You gotta get
you don't like Chipotle? I'm like,
you gotta get you a quesadilla, bro.
Yes!
Get you a quesadilla.
And
you can only order it online. They be doing some foul shit. Like, you show them to Chipotle and be like, yo, I want a quesadilla, chicken cheese, whatever. And they be like, sorry, can't do it. I'm like, this the place that got the quesadillas, right? I could have swore this was the spot with the quesadillas because I order it on Uber Eats or whatever goddamn time.
My homegirl, she's the one who told me, who put me hip. She's like, Stephanie, it's online only. I'm like, girl, we'll order it because they got me messed up. But I get it.
You good, bro?
My bad, bro. I'm smoking a goddamn cigar or whatever.
No, that shit.
But I forgot what I was about to say. I fucked myself up, bro. When we talking about Chipotle, I'm dead. The Chipotle shit, though. That quesadilla won't even fill you up, bro. It be so fucking good, and then it don't fill you up.
See, I hate that shit. Something that don't fill me up, but you stop really think it's supposed to.
Yeah. I've been trying so many schemes. Like, okay, Saturday, Sunday, no food. Period. Right. You need your digestive system need like a break.
Yeah.
And me, I'll be like, listen, bro, we about to eat this shit and figure it out later.
We about to go to the end of the earth with this one.
Oh, God.
Yo, for real, though. But how does that work? Like, you just drink water or something?
Yeah, you could do water one. You could do one meal a day.
Okay.
It's a bunch of ways. But me, I take everything to the extreme. Like, I'm not in the gym if I'm not dieting. Like, I'm a fucking psycho, bro. I really am. You know how people say, like, baby steps, do one thing.
Right.
I got to do it all at the same time. And that's why I'm a failure.
Maybe that's the reason. Because I'm the same way.
I'm a failure. Because I'm the same way. I want to do it to the extreme.
If I'm fasting, I got
to
be working out. Mm-hmm. Like, not working out, might as well binge. Like,
should be fucked
up. Like, that's my issue.
Yeah, man. We was talking about, like, you know, meal prepping and shit. Like it sound good when you talk about it, like. But when it comes down to it, you're like, yeah,
that shit sound real progressive, don't it?
I swear,
you're
bro.
Like, oh, I'm gonna get these plastic boxes,
man.
Let me some corn,
set everything up in the
chicken.
Fridge.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Gotta warm that shit up. You just eat it anytime. You get to eating it, it be tasting terrible. You know, third week.
I got to that point. Like, we just talk about it, and then I'd be like, yeah, let's go get some chili cheese fries or some shit. Like, You know, that shit just so easy and convenient, bro.
It's bad. This is America,
man,
bro.
I swear,
this is America. It's so fucked up, bro. We destined to fail around this bitch.
I swear, bro.
It's so fucked up, man. Need to give me a Tesla truck. Oh, God. Bro, tell me about last weekend, right? Shout out to B and Taylor. They got married a couple weeks ago. And I've been dying to see him. Like, I wanted to get them flowers and shit. Like, yeah. I was so happy for them. So we went downtown. A bunch of people showed up, blah, blah, blah. And ain't nobody met her yet. You know what I mean? So we pulled up, introducing, sitting down, talking, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, the craziest shit happened to me, dog. The craziest shit happened. This dude was there that I know.
Okay.
And then he got like, he with a girl, right?
Okay.
I never met her before.
Right.
And so I go to the bar, get a drink. And then his girl is in my girl ear talking about, he's not the one. He's a fuckboy. That's what she said, Steph. Listen, Steph. I was about to freak out.
Have you met
her
before?
Listen, and then she told me about it. I'm like, ha, that's funny as fuck.
Right.
Because I don't even know this bitch, that right?
Wow. So, was she drunk?
No.
What?
Wow.
And then what happened was... I told her, okay, so how did the rest of the conversation go?
Right.
How do you just say that off rip to somebody you don't know about somebody else you don't know, right?
Okay.
And then so she said, she was like, my girl asked her if she knew who I was. This girl looked her dead in her face and said no.
Wow. What do you say to somebody
help.
Like that?
Help.
I said, what do you say to somebody
help.
Like that?
That's never happened to me in my life. Yeah. Nobody has been so...
And she had not been drinking.
So blunt. She probably was drinking, but still, it's not an excuse. You don't get drunk and just start...
Some people feel like they are like mind readers when they get in that state. Like, oh, I know this person.
But crazy.
Like, how? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It was fucked up. It made me feel kind of bad. I'm like, am I doing something wrong?
Right, exactly.
Am I moving around some type
of
way?
Is that energy coming off of me?
That's
like,
funny.
What the fuck?
I've never heard no shit like that before in my life. And like last night, I was at Sandusky.
Okay.
And I go to these bars. Like I'll go eat, get some drinks at the hotel. And I'll run into random people, usually older.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you know... I like how you articulate yourself. They just give me compliments. You know how strangers be.
Yeah.
Like, and I tell them, I'll be like, I get that all the time. And then I just got this one little moment in my brain where it's like, a week ago, this bitch was really telling my girl I wasn't shit. She was crazy.
Yeah,
I feel bad, though.
That's
I hope she can find Jesus in another life. No, for real, though,
like...
because I'm not even that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be like... And I asked a couple people, I'm like, you believe what this bitch said?
That's crazy.
But
that's
crazy.
But maybe the situation was like, maybe she's the fuckboy in her situation.
Right,
so it's kind of like...
Or she hearing some shit, some pillow talking going on, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
that's
but
crazy,
you still
though.
Can't
that's
judge
natural.
Somebody until you like get to know them yourself.
Hey, man, listen, I'm out
because
here.
Because it's
weak. I'm a fuckboy.
But I'm saying, like,
public
okay, especially
enemy number one
man,
around this
that
bitch.
That is crazy.
Especially with people like I'm gonna say our friend group. Like, we all been friends for so long, so of course it's gonna be some shit here and there that's an issue. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be an issue. Like, oh my god, this nigga said da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So even if like obviously this person, the guy, is your friend, you know what I'm saying? If he pillow talking.
Kind of. I mean, yeah, but we go back and forth. We fight. But like you say,
right.
Like, me, I know all my friends. Dead ass know, like, I know you. Like, you can get away with some shit because I know you.
Yeah.
I give you the benefit of the doubt because you're my mans.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people, but you don't extend that courtesy to everybody.
Hell no.
Right.
So now, like, when I see these people that I hear these things, it's like, how do you expect me to be? I can't be the righteous one all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get your goofy ass out of my fucking face.
Yeah.
Well, I show you how
for
I'm
real,
a fuckboy.
Yeah, see, that situation, I probably would not deal
Steph,
with.
You would have tripped, yo.
The person.
If that would have happened to you, you would have been.
She know it too. I don't know what she was about to say, but she know it.
If somebody went to Ish and said that about you, it would be.
It's going down.
Oh.
It's going down. Especially if she don't know who I am. She gonna be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah.
That's what fucked me up. That's
right.
What fucked me up. Because I could be like, yeah, well, you know, we had an issue a while ago. So they probably gonna be talking shit. But the fact that you don't know me just shows your character. No. You know what I mean? Book me, like, it shows.
It's giving me easily manipulated. Like,
Because
why something he said gonna make you influence how you feel about me? You don't even know me. You talk about he not the one.
And then we had a great night. So, we went to the we went to the casino. I lost some money. And then we ate food and came home. It was great. But shout out to baby girl, because what if she was like, I believe her.
Exactly.
She was like, exactly, I believe her. I've been spending all this time with you. Exactly. I got love for you, but I'm going to listen to this stranger that just told me what was up. Peace. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I've never had nothing happen like that to me ever.
I know. And it's me. It's only me. That's crazy. This shit like that only happens to me. I've never heard nobody ever say no shit like that before.
I probably would snap.
I know y'all heard that new hot shit.
I know y'all heard that new hot shit. You talking about Kendrick? I'll be fucking with that shit.
Is it not like the greatest project you ever heard?
It's a nice little project for sure.
I might be tripping, but I think honestly,
it's more songs. It might be the greatest.
My favorite album is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, that's
this is up there.
He said, "Damn, it might jump over that shit." Oh,
and I'm worried. Like, I'm worried because Kendrick's catalog is turning
into crazy. Yeah,
yeah. But that's the Gemini in him, though.
I mean, the horoscope shit, yeah, I guess.
It's a Gemini in him.
I'm a Gemini Cancer, so I'm with it.
But that's what I'm saying. Most Geminis are super artistic. Like, they are, like, good. Like, I don't know about nobody else, but, like, with Kanye, like, I like...
Yeah, he's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I like the album he dropped, the Donda. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yep. Like, it was kind of weird at first, but... I liked it.
What was weird to you on that?
It was the first song, obviously, because that was kind of like
the intro.
Yeah, the intro was it was crazy. Just it was different, but I mean, I guess it makes sense, especially when you see everything that he's going through. But yeah, I like Kendrick, so I thought
this right here is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. This shit is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life, bro. You want to tell me, bitch, are you happy for me? And Keem, too. Like, I just found out about Keem, like, not even a year ago. I'm like, this nigga cold as hell. Are you happy for me? I get on, like, one verse. Happy for me? Then we get back to it. This nigga going crazy.
Smile on my face, but are you happy for me? Yeah, I'm out the way. Are you happy for me? Bite they tongues and rap lyrics, scared to be crucified about a song, but they won't admit it. Politically correct is how you keep an opinion. Niggas is tight-lipped, fuck who dare to be different. Seen a Christian say the vaccine mark of the beast. Then he caught COVID and prayed to Pfizer for relief. Then I caught COVID and started to question Kyrie. Will I stay organic or hurt in this bed for 2 weeks? Do you want peace? Then watch us in the street. One protest for you, 365 for me. Vladimir making nightmares, but that's how we all think. The collective conscious, calamities on repeat. Bitch, are you happy for me? Millie, are you happy?
I'm gonna bring that back a little bit later, cause no, for real, I'm listening to the album, right? And I'm like, and when I listen to the album, I'm not looking at like song titles or like the structure of it, but the shit from beginning to end, bro, is so well calculated. Of course, it's been 4 or 5 years, you know what I mean, since the last one.
Right.
But I'm like, man, you can't be... I bought tickets to the show. The show's in August, September. I'm seeing Pusha T next month, too. I paid a lot of money. I got general admission tickets, bro.
Is it just him, though?
Probably him and Keem.
Probably going to bring some people.
Him and Baby Keem.
Yeah.
Keem, they did the family ties joint last summer.
See, I just be liking when, like, I feel robbed. So, like,
why?
When he was doing the TDE tour a couple years back, when Control came out, SZA's album.
That was not a couple years. That was like,
it was
nine,
a couple
8 years ago.
No, because
the
was
damn
not
tour. I remember the damn tour. The damn tour was a while ago. I went to that, but
it was not that long ago. It was while I was.
You don't think it was that long?
It was not that long. But she like canceled her. SZA did her portion of the tours.
Okay,
you know what
she
I'm saying, because her voice.
She wanted,
So I'm waiting for that to, you know what I'm saying. That never hit Detroit, and I was excited for that.
Like, yeah, you got, and that's why you got to pick them right. Like the ones that you willing to go see in concert, you got to like kind of get their character. Like I remember the St. Pablo show. Me and my brother went, That was a long ass time ago. And then remember he was spazzing out on stage, like talking shit about everybody. Yeah. And then he canceled. No, that was like,
it was before.
That was, I know, that was right after. Like the next couple shows after, I'm like, I love this nigga. Like he didn't freak out before.
Fingers crossed. Like,
but some artists like about their business. Like some artists give you a great show. Like I got Pusha T tickets. I seen him one time. I took my sister to see him a couple years ago when Daytona came out. Bro, that shit was fucking fire. But it's some people like, you can tell they got problems, bro. You can tell they got problems. Like, they say Erykah Badu don't show up to do her shows and shit. It's like, how many times? How many times you gonna buy a ticket for somebody and they just like kind of flake on your ass? And they be mad at the fans and shit too. It's like, I'm a human being too. Right. Let me go to it.
I paid to see you.
This shit be fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That shit really be fucked up. But man, this album, bro.
Yeah,
this fucking album, bro.
It's a classic in the making. I can't call it a classic.
Bro, it's so good. It's like, nobody has reviewed in my opinion that this is like one of the best albums I've ever heard in my life. Bro. So it's been out for 2 weeks, bro. I'm like dying to find about this shit. Dying, bro. This shit is crazy.
The cat is out the bag, I am not your savior. I find it just as difficult to love thy neighbors, especially when people got ambiguous favors, but their hearts not in it. See everything for the paper, the struggle for the right side of history. Independent thought is like an eternal enemy. Capitalist posing as compassionists be offending me. Yeah, suck my dick with authenticity. Yeah, Tupac dead, gotta think for yourself. Yeah, heroes looking for the villains to help. I never been sophisticated, same face. Being manipulative, such a required taste. I rubbed elbows with people that was for the people. They all greedy, I don't care for no public speaking. And they like to wonder where I've been. Protecting my soul in the valley of silence.
Yeah. You know which one I connected with, though?
Which one? Let me hear it. He said he connected with it.
I already know what you're
going to say. I listened to this
song.
You're
talking about the one with Taylor Page?
All the boys and girls.
You're talking about the one with Taylor Page?
Hell
no.
Father Tom.
Oh, man. Like, the shit he was saying, I'm like, damn.
This is what me and my homie was talking about at work. Like, he said some shit about like his dad. He's like, your mama just died. Like, he talking to his dad. He's like, we ain't no silver spoons. We got bills to pay.
And I'm like, damn.
Even it's too, like, it's almost too sophisticated, too. It's like, man, I don't want to hear this shit all the time, but goddamn, this shit's a lot.
Right,
if you listen to it from beginning to end, you get the hype shit and the serious shit. And like, serious it's shit. Blended well perfectly.
Like, Auntie, like, bro, it's just I can't listen to that song.
Why are you talking about the real
I come from a generation of home invasions. And I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything them 4 words that taught me may have its very deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head. Told me fuck a foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud. A foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house. I stayed outside, laughing with my friends. They don't know my life. Daddy issues made me learn losses. I don't take those well. Mama said that boy is exhausted. He said go fuck yourself. If he give up now, let's go cost him. Life's a bitch. You could be a bitch or step out the margins. I got up quick. I'm charging baskets and falling backwards, trying to keep balance. Oh, this the part where mental stability meets talent. Oh, this the part he breaks my humility. Check for practice. Tactics we learn together. So it loses forever. Daddy issues.
Fake ups, practicing on. It's crazy too, bro, because like me and my like. You know, you can't help but think about your pops. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I connected with them. And I'm like, damn, my pop was hard as hell on me, like growing up and shit. And he was saying
but
some shit.
But they do it
like,
just to be, like I was saying earlier, like, I think people need to just let people be. Like, let, you want to keep a little short, not a short leash, but like a longer leash, especially now and then. I mean, y'all got babies, though.
Yeah,
y'all
that's
different.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, that leash got to be close.
And I just be thinking about, like, you know, time ain't fucking going backwards. Like, this, they're going to get older. Like, I don't know how more fucked up this world going to get as they get older. So that always be a thought in the back of my mind. Yeah. Like,
it's scary too, because like me and my dad, it's like, man, it's scary. We so like, and he would disagree, but I the way I feel, we like eye level,
right?
And it's scary to get eye level with your OGs, because right. like I be feeling like I would rather make a decision for myself,
yeah,
rather than get anybody else's point of view, because I've seen it go my way.
Right.
More often now
right.
than it ever has been in my life.
I feel you.
And but that's my guy though. But man, we can't just be like not arguing, but I tell him all the time, I'll be like, bro, you gotta like realize who you're dealing with. Like realize right. who you're talking to. Right. Like you have an awareness of yourself. You got a wife, a daughter, and two sons. Me and my brother are different. You know what right. I mean? Like, you can't talk to us like you right. talk to everybody else.
Yeah, I know JT.
And I do the same thing with everybody. I do yeah. the people that's in my circle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I said, give people they just do and give them their leeway. Like, you my friend. Like, like my mama, I can't say shit to my mama. Period. My mama get away with anything. You know what I mean? Like, what type of shit would I be on to hold all these other people to a high standard? You are the standard. You right, know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I don't know, bro. It's a weird time, bro. I'm about to be 29 in a couple weeks, and it's like I gotta just do my own thing.
Hell yeah.
And it's not like I got people telling me what to do, but
right.
it's like still. How mama house doing? I miss fucking mama house.
That's so funny. Yeah.
That's what's so dope to go to Noah game, because I seen, you know, everybody I hadn't seen in 10 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
10 years.
That's
easy.
Crazy.
She doing good. She the same old. She the same old.
Of course,
same old.
Of course.
You know, so she, you know, she got remarried in 2020.
Dang, congrats.
Yep.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, her and my stepdad, and they been doing their thing. She actually has gotten back into dental hygiene, so that's cool too.
I need to go see a dentist.
Man, swear, what? I be trying to call her like, I need you. Can you clean my teeth, please? She be like, you need to make an appointment. Like, what?
That's that grown woman shit. You know what I mean?
She's doing good. She's doing good.
I know y'all heard about Kevin Samuels, the GOAT.
Yeah, that's wild.
Not the GOAT.
That's wild.
The GOAT. You got a problem with Kevin Samuels?
I don't have a problem with him. Honestly, I did agree with some stuff that he was saying, but I think that...
Coming at people crazy.
I think that... but see, this is... Okay, so this is my thought process on it. So everybody knew how he was with... And it's so crazy speaking on him in past tense.
Because it was like...
It literally was like overnight.
I know.
It was
so
such a sad.
Like, I was telling Ish. So, like, I follow him. I follow him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Sophia had my phone. Like, we just talked about this. The kids love the phone. Mm-hmm. So, Sophia, I hear a man's voice. I'm like, what the hell, Sophia? Whose live are you on? I look at the phone, and she's on Kevin Samuels live. Literally, the next morning, everybody's like, he's dead. I'm like, what?
What?
Like, yeah.
That was some wild shit.
My thing was, I felt like, okay, so black women feel like, certain black women feel like he always had something to say about black women.
Right.
Like, he was always against black women.
Right.
But those were the ones that were calling in. Like, you know you overweight, he got a problem with overweight women. You know, man. You a single mother and you over 35. Like, why are you calling him right. to ask him for advice? And you know how he feel about you.
About
like,
to light your ass up.
Like, and that's where I'm at with it. Like, yeah, I didn't agree with the way he tried to make those women feel. Like, that was fucked up. But I feel like y'all knew that's how he felt. Why y'all keep calling?
He was entertaining and he was educational. And that's what everybody try to do in the internet space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But like my whole thing with Kevin was he was telling people stuff that they had never heard from nobody else ever before.
No, they heard it. They heard it. They just didn't want to accept it. No, for sure.
A lot of fathers, and that's the thing with like the women culture thing. It's like the princess thing where it's like you don't want to give them the real because you don't want to break their heart. You just want to be their knight in shining armor. But in all actuality, they need to know
the reality.
And that's why his shit was so great. He had a gravitational pull on a lot of people and he forced you to feel a type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is his genius, bro. That's what was so fucking fire about him. But it was funny to us because a lot of us are in better predicaments than
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Even when I listen to Dave Ramsey, like I listen to his show and people call in with their debt problems, it'd be it's mad entertaining because you can have worse or debt or better financial situation than me. Yeah. And I'll be like, yo, this shit is fucking sick.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, how much you gotta, you listen, you in the negative about a half a mil?
See, that's at what I'm 50 saying. Something?
Oh my God.
But then you calling in asking for somebody for some help, and then you feeling some type of way about their response. Like, you knew what you was getting into when you called.
Exactly.
Like, the, like we watch Bar Rescue, you know what I'm saying? Man. And Bar Rescue is the same way.
John
like,
Taffer, I love that like, nigga, bro.
Why are you mad at John Taffer for snapping on you to make you better? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you
people can't take criticism, man. They in their own little bubble, bro.
They can't, bro.
In their own little bubble. And it's sad that you gotta get exposed on the internet.
No, or yeah, that's the worst way.
That's the worst way. I want people around me to keep it a buck with me, dog. Don't be afraid to hurt my feelings, you know what I mean? But it be grown people. You're not as your age ain't got shit to do with shit, bro. It's like all about your experiences. Yep. You know what I mean? And what you learn from the bad shit as much as the good shit.
Yep.
I learn more from the most worst shit in my life than the good shit.
That as everybody shit, does.
Like, yeah, this.
Yeah, it's euphoric. You know what I'm saying? Euphoric. It's a fucking dream, dog. It's a fucking dream.
For real.
Maybe when you hit your head, you be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have swam.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yo, dead ass. Like, you dive in the shallow end, you might fuck your shit up.
Exactly.
But you need to learn that. But you need to learn that shit at a young age. You can't be 40, 50 years old doing stupid shit.
That's scary. That's another thing that scared me. Like you said, you 50 years old, you 500,000 in a hole. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like,
but seriously though, I have a relationship with like self-destruct. I have like self-destructive tendencies,
right?
Because I feel like things get good, and I'm like, man, I don't like this shit. Like, I gotta do something. I gotta try something out.
Yep.
Not to the extreme, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so weird, bro. Yeah. I deal with that all the time because things be good, and like, there's a responsibility to that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if everybody look at you to be the one to hold everybody down.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of my isolation and shit come from.
Yeah, no, seriously.
For real. It's a weird balance.
That comes with getting older, for sure.
It's weird as fuck, but it's really self-destructive. I wish I had somebody looking. I mean, I got people looking over me, but man, I don't know. And I hold it to the OGs. Like, if I'm talking about OG and I got more to say than my OG do, there's a fucking problem. There is a fucking problem. I want to be the dumbest motherfucker in the room. I want to be the brokest motherfucker in the room.
That's real shit. And that's what I was going to say to you when you were speaking on your dad. Like, it's easy for us because I'm like that with my mom. Like, my mom tries, but... She different, but you know, like
different. Just women in general different though. I ain't gonna hold you up. Well, like females, you know,
especially, they're gonna cut into a nigga. Like,
you know it's what I'm in saying? DNA.
They're gonna cut into a nigga when they feel like he not on his shit, bro.
Right.
I swear, like.
But there's positive reinforcement and there's negative reinforcement.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's gotta the
find a balance. That's true.
Yeah. Gotta find a motherfucking balance, bro.
That's true.
And I don't know. Can't nobody tell me shit. I've been saying that for weeks. It's fucked up. It's not, though. It's scary, man.
It is scary, but it's funny, too.
It's scary as fuck, man. I don't want to hear that shit. I swear, bro. I swear it's fucked up. And then,
man,
I think that, like, knowledge is, like, the most precious thing. Like, I'll offer knowledge. You call my phone, I'm going to give you the real. But anything other than that, I'm good. I might not go on that goddamn vacation. You know, I might not do all this extra fun shit that people think is fun because to me it's not really productive.
Right.
Yeah.
I like to have fun. I could be alone in here. The DBP studios having fun.
Right, real shit.
You know what I mean? For nothing.
He said, hey, come on. For nothing. We about to do a podcast.
No, that ass.
I feel it though. Shit. That's some real shit.
But no, that's cool, man. I try to keep an eye on myself.
Yeah.
Most and foremost, shit, you got to. Tripping, dog. But man, Kevin Samuels, bro, I'm gonna miss him. I've been on his YouTube more now than I've been watching his interviews
like
and shit
all
more
his
now
videos.
Than ever.
He been glued in on that motherfucker.
And I was a fan of his when he was here, but still it's sad when people go.
For sure.
I've said that about me and my shit. It's like You can't even threaten to get rid of me no more because it's just going to up my streams. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, imagine us not being here no more, but we have this.
Yeah, that's you what I'm saying. You got shit you
it's
was
fucking like, so damn, fucking, it's so fucking crazy. We was tripping. We was tripping, but no, he had a point or two.
So, yeah. No, real shit, though.
No, seriously. That's and that's, I think that's what people are starting to see because I even see people who, like celebrities that felt some type of way about him and they'll be like, well,
rest in peace.
Yeah, he did have some valid points. Like, he wasn't always this person. But that very person last week when he had his live, they was like, he always trying to, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's kind of like.
Some people don't understand time, though. Like, time is like, and we don't give each other just due to be human. Like, even with the shootings and shit like that, like, I have empathy for the victims and for the shooter, you know what I mean? But I think that in your character, like, it's very cowardice to do what you had did, like it's so super, like, and then the country don't give a fuck, you know, the politicians don't give a fuck. It's like,
they were having a huge thing with that in Texas too.
You know how many people, like, around the world that would, like, die to have the opportunity to be here, and we still, like, are dealing with shit like this?
It's like, bro, but only us though. Like,
that's that's what I'm saying. Like,
I saw something in Scotland. Like, you know, since all of this has been going on, people have been having their input, and I've been seeing a lot of stuff come across, like, the Explore page and everything. And this guy from the UK said in Scotland they had one school shooting in like 19.
Ours was like 288.
Yeah, and but listen, they immediately changed
gun rights.
They immediately made it harder for people to obtain guns and get access to those things. And they haven't had any school shootings or any mass shootings since then.
Yeah,
it's just crazy to think that America still doesn't get it. Like, it's a list. It's like, since we've been little, you know what I'm saying? It's been Columbine, it's been Virginia Tech, it's been all of these different.
I forgot about Virginia Tech.
Sandy Hook. Damn. That was the first that even I
Oxford.
Heard of elementary
Oxford
school.
Last year? Oxford,
that was crazy.
We talked about that.
And that's home.
Yeah, I can't believe how close
like,
that shit
I've
was.
Had cheer, I remember in high school going to cheer competition.
We played them basketball and football.
Yeah, so that was like crazy to me. Like, I was like, what? But that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to do better as Americans, I think.
But we don't have a say in shit.
We
can only protect our platform and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. We can only protect our people when we're responsible. I'm a firm believer in it starts at home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And but like that dropping your kids off to school type shit is like
you have no control, bro, for like 8 hours. Like they're in an institution for 8 hours without us though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. That shit is scary, bro.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sad now.
No, don't be sad. Yeah.
I know you heard this shit too, right?
This off the Kendrick shit.
This the Savage guy. Was it I never liked you?
We out of here. Send behind Fabric Sin, you can see the cheat name. No one going crazy, I'm ready for the good name. If it was for Google, man, that bitch run on my nickname. Drop the Maybach truck, I'm watching it with Plain Jane. Let the door swing the door open, smell cocaine. Traffic and drug money, you chop out this rolling. Stepped out in mud, this bitch can't wait to tie my shoelace. Ocean like girls, bet this money make a bitch so gay. Money real long, big King Kong, when you make the trap go jump. Yellow wrist thong, canary yellow stone, I'm putting on that stuff. Digging in the bank, block my money, make a bitch bust a nut. Came out the bender, just about divers, had to hit me a lick. I bought a Tahoe from the truck.
Fuck up, man, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? This motherfucker is terrible.
At the right time. You gonna hear that shit all summer.
We
bro.
Got a fucking bunch of like dope ass projects the past month. You know, Pusha T, Kendrick, Future.
Oh, yeah. That Pusha T was
that
crazy.
Jack Harlow was terrible. That shit was ass.
Yeah, you know, I ain't fucking with Jack Harlow. I mean, I like him though. I like his little, you know.
I like him as a person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His music, saying. Can, you know.
He just, you know, he average. Like, you know, everybody's saying the same shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
Not Pusha T. Like, these niggas be thinking on a different level.
Right.
Future been saying the same shit.
I think Pusha just packaged it up differently.
Yeah.
Like, Pusha do got his lane.
Yeah.
But every time, it's so crazy that Daytona and this is almost dry are different. Like they sound different, but they have relations at the same time, which is fucking crazy. Do you guys have like a specific budgeting strategy?
I have a
terrible job with this.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the type of shit I tell my dad and we fight about because like he be like, well, if you do this, this and that, you'll do that. And I'll be like, nah, bro. Like the way I roll, like everything just fall in my motherfucking lap, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Like I do the shit that I like doing. I do the stuff that I enjoy and I get rewarded for it. Okay. And when I say that to him, you know, he came up in the 80s and 90s. And, you know what I mean? Right, so it's like just so different.
Yeah.
And I swear, I think that like your salary determines your budget. Like if you make minimum wage, right?
You know
how the fuck are you gonna budget?
You can't.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
There's no fucking
with mental
way.
With mental health and like even like your household income and your environment.
Mm-hmm.
We all been there. Like I've had a lower income living in a worser situation, and. Yeah. I was not trying to hear none of that shit. You tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't nobody want to hear that, but I feel like that's what the youth feels. I think that my childish ways, my ignorance and my, you know what I mean?
I feel it.
What speaks out when it comes to this fucking money shit because I don't give a fuck, bro.
I feel like.
I do want a Tesla truck though. Like you also need
so
a business.
Crazy.
That ass. Like you need a goal though too.
Yeah,
and shit changes all
there,
the time.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my homeboy and be like, I want this. And then a couple weeks later, I'll be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
That's just a part of being human, you know what I mean? But
I feel like with this money shit though, like you said, we all got that goal that we want to reach, like as far as budgeting.
Some people don't though. Some people don't. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
How you gonna force somebody to budget?
I mean, shit.
COVID, like ain't nobody had no goddamn security bank, no goddamn leftover, piggy bank full of money when COVID hit. Like we were just thugging it out, and then these motherfuckers ended up giving us fucking money, and that was fucked up to me. Like this is America, bro. Like feel what you want about that, but I think that hurt a lot more people than it helped.
It definitely did. You
that
know
didn't
why?
Help nobody.
Because just think about, okay, like you said, minimum wage people or people that didn't even never, like, because you know they
don't even work. They just live
so they got that money and
they
was
just too comfortable
doing
whatever they want. They bought that bullshit.
You know
that
what
they
I'm
wanted.
Saying?
I was there. I did it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
real
speaking the truth. Like, that's my truth. It's like, man, I just don't get it. And it's a lot of people that are older that got it like that.
Right.
And they want to tell us what to do with our shit. It's like, bro, it don't work like that, bro. It's
it
like,
definitely don't work,
it don't
like,
work
that.
Like that.
If you're not giving me the formula of how you got it, or at least.
Yeah, that's my
least,
issue.
You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to me about shit. Because
you're
not helping me by telling me what to do with my money.
I can see if the person was like, well, I did A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
And then, you know. This is the outcome.
Exactly.
No, but if
like
you're
you just
not,
telling me, yeah, do this, do that, do this.
I didn't know shit about retirement. Like, even retirement accounts and shit like that. I left my last company.
I still feel some type of way about 401ks and stuff like
but
that.
But listen.
Why you say that?
Because, okay, so I'm one of those people, like, okay, so I suffer from anxiety. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what specific anxiety it is?
Yeah. Well, it's,
I got separation anxiety.
So mine is like social. Well,
okay.
And that's new.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then I have like financial.
I'm about to
for
say,
sure.
Yeah.
Financial anxiety is like my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get to the point where I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. Like finances have to be in order.
I be telling her ass just chill.
So like budgeting plans, like that's like my
it's gonna be okay.
Shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like Ish is like he's getting on the bandwagon, but it used to drive him crazy at first. Mm-hmm. He was like you. Like you don't tell me what to do with my money. Yeah. Like this my check.
I did this.
Yeah, we up. Yeah, this is fine.
And I used to be like, but look, we have this. Like freaking out.
Right.
And it comes from stuff that I've been through growing up. But
you got any like OGs that kind of like have the blueprint like you're saying? Like you guys know about Dave Ramsey? Boy got me hit today, Red.
And people like Susie Orman. Susie Orman's a good one, too. Okay. She's a good one.
This shit fire, though. Like, those are some very, very doable budgeting tools. Yeah. Like, that's some very doable
shit. Sure. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's what, and that's basically what we need. I feel like that's what I need. I need something, like I said, a blueprint. Like, something that's, like...
Like I said, though, we spend money on bullshit as well, but it might not be in the form of what we think is bullshit. Like I said, we be going out to eat and shit.
I budget
like,
my bullshit.
I deserve this. No, it's like, I deserve this. I want this. Yeah. And it's not like the faucet is fucking about to turn off anytime soon like it did two fucking years ago.
Exactly.
But see, even then, like, I was still working because I went for a school district, man, so I still
shit,
had
that
to...
That shit still make me mad.
Yeah.
Because I was laid off when I necessarily didn't have to be.
Right.
And a lot of people were like that. A lot of people were like that because, look, they back to normal anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess normal for what it's going to be, because I had to go take a COVID test at the job the other day. So that's not normal, but
that's
I mean,
a hell of an excuse. I got that bitch in my pocket. listen. The COVID excuse is like,
that bitch out.
Every now and then, I'd be like, man, you could really just throw that bitch out on the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Even when I get isolated or something, it's like, whoop, COVID.
Right.
You know what I mean? I woke up this morning, I just got a feeling. I got COVID. Exactly. I ain't moving.
Yeah.
Ain't about to go nowhere. On that shit now, though. Like, they don't want to hear that COVID shit. Like,
well, no, not really.
They not. I see. If you see a commercial, it's like a Pfizer commercial with
that's
the COVID
true, though,
shit.
I guess.
I'm like, oh, this shit's still lit. But when you go outside on the weekend, it's not like that.
It's
you
not
don't
like
think
that
it
all.
Is.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It's the most fucked up shit.
It is fucked up.
It's confusing. Fucked up.
And even what Kendrick said on the project, he's like, yeah, but they still lied to you.
Exactly.
He's like, we out and stuff like that, but they still lie. And I feel that. But like, the old heads don't want to hear that shit, bro.
Hell
they
no.
don't want to hear that shit.
Bro, they are the biggest advocates of that shit.
I'll be like, y'all not getting it. I was talking to a guy at the bar the other day. I'm like, my generation, I'm like, the teenagers and the 20-year-olds got fucking screwed these past 2 years, dog.
Yeah,
listen, I don't give a fuck what type of plan you had. I don't give a fuck what job you got, bro. That shit fucked a lot of people up, bro.
Yeah.
Emotionally, financially, all that shit.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
and they don't get that. Yeah. And it's got nothing to do with you catching COVID and dying. You got to understand.
No.
It's got nothing to do with that.
That's like literally the surface of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, that is like, okay, that's what you're showing us. But underneath the surface, it's kind of messed up, like you talked about 2 years ago. I just saw a fucking
that
article yesterday that had me like hyperventilating about the cost not only of gas, but the cost of a fucking
rent
studio, a
yeah.
median average in the United States of America.
Yeah.
So that means like all 50 states, you know what I'm saying? The median for a studio fucking apartment is $2,000.
Yeah,
a studio apartment, shit, your bedroom and the kitchen in the same fucking spot. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
then,
you know what I'm saying?
Then, like people like us, what the fuck we supposed to do?
Get with
but,
two kids.
But people have their, people had their plans too, like generationally. Like me, like my parents was here for a long time. My parents not here no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got my grandmother, thank God to her. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got my grandmama, I got my aunties, I got my cousins here. But like, people's lives take them where they take them.
Hell yeah.
And it's people like us that get the short end of the stick when you don't have somebody around the corner or down the street or up the block.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's like, that means everything to me. Like,
I feel that.
So
I've been
conditioned the past 2 years to just be like, yo, listen, the stuff that I own, I got the Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to, I'll fuck it out in that bitch. You crazy.
Shit,
I'll go sleep in that bitch, bro.
Because
I've been there. Like, I've been on the fucking street due to this bullshit that's
shit
going
crazy,
on.
Man.
But, I mean, that type of shit make you stronger, but a lot
hell
of people
yeah.
fucking crack,
crumble.
Bro.
No, real shit, though.
All the time.
So
all
many
the time.
People that crumble,
it's
bro.
It's sad as hell, dog.
All the
it's
time.
Fucked up, though.
It's fucked up,
it's
bro.
It's all funny, but, dog, it's fucked up, dog.
I look at people as being human. I'm done putting people up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
I done got my goddamn heart broke so goddamn many times.
Though.
Like, but, like, it's like, you know who you fucking with. Like, you gotta know. Like, you gotta know yourself. You gotta know who you're talking to at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you gonna be fucked up. If not, you gonna be fucked up. Like, why'd you put all this stake in that motherfucker? Come on now.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That's why it's not a bad thing that, like, you said you go through these isolation periods. Like, sometimes
that's
you need that.
Sometimes
like,
you need that
sometimes
shit.
Sometimes it's okay to just distance yourself from certain people.
You ain't
gotta
tell me. But you gotta tell serious. Other people too. You gotta tell other people. Mm. And be like,
yeah, because some people feel some type of way.
Yeah,
about
yeah. I'll be like, no, what the fuck?
Yeah, I totally get it.
My
though,
life
like,
is not your life.
What type of friend would you be like if like, somebody like, okay, you ain't talked to one of your friends in a minute.
I'm notorious.
And
for that.
You like, what type of friend would you be to be like, oh fuck him because he ain't talked to me in a week?
Like, but bro, that's how some people are. Shit, that's how some people are. Like, that's what I love. Like,
people
I don't
go
have to
shit, bro. Like,
I be saying shit like
all humans, dog.
I'm such like a nerd, bro. Like, I be saying that shit to like my people. Like, I tell that to my pops sometimes. Like, bro, I feel like Darth Vader sometimes. Like, if you know the story of Darth Vader, like, you just, like, the, okay, it's, like, the chosen one and the heartbreak, then the complete transformation, and then the evil. Like, now you evil to everybody else.
Exactly.
Fuck what you think about yourself.
Exactly.
Everybody else look at you crazy.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's when you get bitches at the bar telling your girl you a fuck boy.
That's you wild. Know what?
Dead ass.
That's some...
Dead ass.
That was retarded.
Dead ass.
I'm sorry to use that word.
Dead
I know
ass,
it's not politically correct. No
I'm
more,
so serious, though.
That's some
but
crazy
But, yeah, that
shit.
Is crazy. That was...
Shout out to her. It's the Dearly Beloved podcast. Fuck.
That was
bro,
crazy.
Let me get your man some beer, bro.
Oh shit, my fault.
Are you good? I just need a little
Steph,
brew.
You want some?
No, I'm good.
You ain't fuck. Gonna drink one for the DVP?
I'll finish your shit. My God, bro, it's been a while, though. I was just thinking, remember we had it was me, you, and Woody, and we had Denver with us and shit. That's the last time we did the pod.
That's when
bro.
We did we talked Donda and we talked Donda and we did
Lana
the Drake
Del
Rey. And
no, that was just me and Hex. That was me and Hex.
Oh, that shit was
that was lit, boy.
Yeah.
Bro,
I
the second one and then the first one was just
first one was
as good
with my nigga Is. Shout out my nigga Is.
Bro, look, man, we love you over here,
man,
boy.
I love,
we need you
I'll
on this
regular.
Motherfucker, bro.
EPD, nigga. I feel like I'm at home, boy.
Bro,
I swear
real,
to God, I tell you this shit every time, bro.
This shit fire, bro.
I be feeling like I'm at home, man.
We never spoke on your boy though, Hatch.
Who?
Jesus.
Yeah, what he going through and everything like that.
Man, I feel bad for him right now.
I mean, people, you know, that's one of those things. It's like he is blinded by his work.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to have a wife when you Kanye West.
Absolutely.
But,
and it's hard for you, it's hard to be wiped up with Kanye. Dead ass.
Or it's hard to
he
be husband up
my,
with
that, of course,
Kim Kardashian.
Whoa, for
like,
sure.
Oh yeah, she.
And Ish
she
love
different.
To say that I love the Kardashians. Like I love their lifestyle. I'm not gonna hold you up.
She's
who don't
different.
Like to see people just spending money? You know what I'm saying? Like
now she's skipping around with Pete Davidson though.
Yeah,
like,
that's weird to
me. Bro.
And then around your kids, like.
That's
as a person with children, like if Ish and I weren't together, like I don't think I would be so comfortable with another man having my daughter having Sophia on their lap. Like,
man,
you know what
I
I'm
will
saying?
Flip my
and
shit.
I don't like how they did him. Like, you knew what you were getting into when you got with him and when you were pregnant with North and you guys got married. And I feel like
I think people are so selfish, bro. I think the traditional
yeah.
shit is gone.
Like
oh,
you can get
wet,
you can get married and then like, bruh. Like, them vows and shit, don't nobody give a fuck about that shit anymore, bro.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Man, we talk about this shit all the time.
Yeah.
Don't nobody give a fuck
we
about that
we
shit
just
no
left
more.
We just left the wedding. I'm not going to say the
and
name
and that's
of the
what
person.
I'm saying. But that's what I mean with the time thing, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you don't really appreciate time or, like, understand time, you'll say whatever the fuck you got to say in the moment.
Yeah.
And then do some other shit later on.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of
me
nigga
neither.
At all.
I'm so
me
glad
neither.
You said that, bro.
I'm not that type of nigga.
I feel the absolute
because
same way.
You, if I was, motherfuckers would come on my platform and tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
You, or I mean, not, you know, that shit might get edited out. Like, if I was crazy, though, like, if I was crazy, motherfuckers would know. And I wouldn't have the love that I have, you know, or like, I don't, of course, I was a different version of myself back in the day. But that's what him and Kanye are dealing with now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day, it was perfect. Like, them being together was perfect,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be perfect forever.
No.
And it's so easy for you to sign that fucking dotted line on that divorce fucking paperwork, bro. That shit a lot
it's
easier than it used to be.
But again, in the UK, it's not like that.
But I love Kanye. I think ultimately it'll be good for Kanye, but I think that he been going through.
Yeah, I think it's messed up because they have four kids. They have four kids in the mix.
And he got to battle E! News. Like, he got to battle the show. He has to battle the show. And that's what that narrative shit comes from.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, I'm making my own narrative, he is fighting the brand of Kim Kardashian. Yeah. He's not fighting his wife. He's fighting the brand of the Kardashians.
Yeah. And that's and I think it was just the whole situation with the kids and the birthday party. Like,
that was fucked
up. I just thought that I think that anybody who tries to keep
feeling bad.
Either party, like if it was him keeping Kim from the kids. Like, I think that
they got some beautiful babies, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And their kids love them equally. Like,
they really do.
He talks about his relationship with the kids all the time.
The same way is never enough for Kim. It's same with Kanye. Because Kanye will have his mental problems or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then to me, like, being a fan of Kanye's, I'm like, bro, but, like, my thing is, if I was to sit down with Kanye, right, I'd be like, bro, but you made a champion. You know what I mean? Like it's no bullshit. I'd be like, I understand you, Kanye West. You get to, like, kind of get your ego gets involved. You get self-conscious, blah, blah, blah. But in my head, I'm like, bro, but you did this right here. This is what I was just
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious.
That's that. I'm like, so if you don't do it, do it just like this.
You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is. I don't see why I need a stylist. When I shop so much, I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. And I ain't saying we was from the projects, but every time I want to lay away or deposit, my daddy say, when you see clothes, close your eyelids.
Close them motherfuckers.
But, like, and that's my thing, like, with the art and what you work, like, what you work on represents who you are.
Yeah,
and it gives you the affirmations that you don't need from nobody else.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody to tell me that what I do is dope. I know what I do is dope.
But it's in that situation, he's dope as hell as an artist, but
it's fucked up too because your life is the pieces to your art.
Yeah.
So when he raps or he does Donda or does Donda 2 and he's talking about his struggles with his family.
Yeah.
How do you not, like, that shit go over people's heads. I'd be like, bro, how do you not, like, understand this shit?
Yeah, that they are people.
I'm like, this shit fire. I'm like, bro, this shit you talk about. And Kim, all they got is pictures and, like, what they do on the show and shit. Like, they, they don't have like real, said, like, art.
They can't express themselves.
Right.
Like this nigga express himself.
Right. Bro, so, like, they got to get it from other people. Like, they got to reach out to other people. Use their fame and shit. And no shout to the Kardashians. I love y'all. But my thing is, do dope shit. Like, that's the Kanye model. Just do dope shit.
Right.
Period. And, but when I see Kanye going through it, I'm like,
that should be
you made champion, bro.
At first, I was like,
you made champion.
Bugging out. But then I had really, like, kind of, like, started to understand, like, it's more shit. That's why I feel like people should just...
On the record, he didn't say anything crazy in my eyes. He was saying the truth.
I feel like
that's just how I feel about it. Like, okay, it stages to bipolar disorder and stuff like that. But people are like, oh, he wasn't making any sense. But
when
he had that rant.
Every time, the TMZ shit.
Yeah.
All the time.
But I understand everything.
Exactly. But they're not giving him the just do of being a human being. Like, they're not giving him.
It ain't even about that. Like,
they don't give that shit. They don't give that shit time to settle in when he's saying
they not
shit.
Thinking about it. They
even with the Trump shit, it's like, Kanye, you're supposed to like Trump, but you're not supposed to do it publicly because that hurts other people.
Not
like
even
you're
just
a representation
that,
of other people. That's what people get mad at him about, but he's just a man at the end of the day. He's a child. Like, some of the greatest artists are still kids, bro, because they create like kids.
But I'm not even gonna say that because, okay, like, me and Ish talk about this all the time, like, how everybody was like pro Trump at one point. Like, everybody was like, Donald Trump was
before
a lyric
it was
in
real.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like
hey, we were just literally talking about that shit, though. Like,
so it's literally
ago,
like,
I swear to God.
You can like Donald Trump for like certain aspects. He probably genuinely does. He probably
motherfucker funny as hell,
but you know what I'm saying? But people looking at it like, oh, MAGA, make America great again. You know what I'm saying? So it's kinda like you said, Ish, like, they not really letting stuff
sit in
first.
It's like
they not thinking
so
about
like,
it.
Everything like
people fucking stupid, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the whole rant, The whole rant he went on, it's not funny because it's sad, but rant he went on about the Kardashians and North, and I'm like, that's some wild. Real shit.
It was just out of nowhere.
That's some real shit, though. It was
real shit. But he thought he could run on real shit. This political game, you can't run on real shit.
It's all about
the opposite, fake
but,
shit.
But Kim Kardashian, because she's into self as well, like, that's the issue. Like, I never thought that they, like, they happened and I didn't want them to not work because they started having kids and stuff like that. But I never thought that they would like work because they're both into themselves so much.
It worked for a time.
For a time. It worked for a long time.
That's my thing. You got to appreciate
like 10 years, right?
7.
That's 10 years.
And then, well, no, it's 7 because they didn't even make it to 7. She was filing for divorce her 7 years.
That's fucked up.
But you can't expect Kanye to stop. What he doing?
No, period. Like, it's who he is, and that's how he expresses himself. He expresses himself by being open. If you are, you open your life to the world, like, you can't expect like that type of shit to be covered. You got shit cameras into your house, like,
it's not going to
but
be.
That's what makes people believe, like, okay, this shit is scripted, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This shit is scripted. Like, are they only allowing you to see what they want you to see? But then he flies off the handle and is like, oh, it's some raw shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And they're just looking for that next scoop. They're not really, like you said, like we talking about, they don't understand.
They're not thinking about it. They're not really thinking. Like, he said some real shit. Like, he don't want North wearing makeup. He don't want her to be basically exposed.
Or on TikTok like that.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's some regular ass dad shit to me.
Regular shit.
That's some regular ass dad shit to me.
I can attest to that.
You know what I'm saying? But to them, because Kim been wearing makeup since she was like fucking 7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they've been exposed to this lifestyle for so long.
Well, I think when you in a union, I don't give a fuck what type of union it is. You could be friends, you could be lovers, you could be married, blah, blah, blah. The key is to support. Once you stop supporting, it's down and down.
And that's exactly what happened.
You gotta look man, it's that unconditional love that's fleeting, but you gotta support. Like, a lot of people don't come into shit like that. Like, I'm here to support however I choose to support. You can accept my support or not, but I'm not gonna pay your bills.
You know what? You say that now.
I know,
you
right?
But I'm not paying them off.
You say
but
that
I gotta,
now.
I gotta appreciate it now, though, because, like, at one point, I'm gonna have to be paying some real bills.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches ain't never been cool. Writing testament, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre. That's a definite universal shift. I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man. Shake your hand, firm grip rule. 72 wins, lost 10. Balling with the flu, more than 2
ends. I just skate on
show,
this
but add another two. You know? Little man,
but no ice skates.
Don't flip in the kitchen. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. The morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face, that's my thoughts bro secondly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. Shit awake, the aloof Buddha. I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might nigga lose ya. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary,
this motherfucking self, ain't stupid.
Man, I would never live my life on a computer. I'd chill, get you life for it, you can do ya. Boy, power to ya, love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I don't know what's deep because I got experience. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn to a song. Hey. Hello, new world. All the boys and girls. I got some true stories to tell.
I ain't said it like that, though.
Get back outside.
Hey, he be saying some shit. He said, take all that design. But you ugly as fuck.
Take off the fufu, take off the cloud chase, take off the Wi-Fi, take off the money phone, take off the car loan, take off the flex and the white loss, take off the weird ass jewelry. I'ma take 10 steps, then I'm taking off top off. Take off the fabricated dreams and the microwave memes. It's a real world outside. Take off your idols, take off the runway, take off the Cairo, take off the Sandro, pay 5 days stay, take off for the meal, have it finally. Take off the fuck flag, take off reception, take off the
hop with the iPad. Take off the allure, take off the unsure, take off the decisions I had. Take off the fake deep, take off the fake woke, take off the I'm broke, I care. Take off the gossip, take off the new logic, then if I'm rich, I'm real. Take off the shit now, take off the doge, take off the broken bread. Take all the hoes and the bullshit off, and what do you have?
You ugly as fuck.
You out of pocket.
Two ATMs, you stepping to what?
You out of pocket.
Who you think they talk about? Talk about us.
You out of pocket.
Who you think they carry up? Carry up us.
The world in a panic, the women is stranded, the men on the run. The profits are vanished, the law take advantage, the market is crashing, the industry wants niggas and bitches to sleep in the box while they making a mockery following us. This ain't monopoly, watch it for luck. This ain't monogamy, y'all getting fucked. Jumping on what the hell is that? I gotta relax when I feel. All my descendants, they come in my sleep and say I am too real. I'm done with the sensitive, taking it personal, done with the black and the white, the wrong and the right. You hoping for change and miracles, I know the feelings that came with burials cries.
Bitch! You ugly as fuck.
Man, that's yeah, that's that shit right
bro,
there.
Bro. I ran a light last weekend, bro.
Damn.
Bro, I was heading home, right? I picked her up from the airport, right? And then we had some miscommunication. Like, she wanted to go home. I want to come here. Went to Target, blew a bag by accident. You know how Target go.
Target
is different.
Target is, when you
I seen David at Target a couple months ago.
Oh, you go to the one on 12
at
the
I went to the one down by the airport. But yeah, usually I go over there.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I seen David. Not too. Shout out to
Target
David.
Is just
I'm trying to get him on the pod, too. You got to help me out, man. I'm trying to get David on the pod.
I'll let him know.
But yeah, so like, I'm driving down Davidson, headed this way.
Okay.
And then I seen a police car pull somebody over on the before the light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know.
Doing your thing. Right. Like, I already know.
Go orange. I go under it. Mm-hmm. Right in front of me, bro. On the opposite direction. Goddamn cop. I'm like, oh.
Them motherfuckers be so
And then tricky. I'm in my rear view. Like Pac said, look at the world through my rear view.
The world through my rear view. Praying to God he can't hear you. I'm praying to God when they get by me.
Bro, like, my man turned around like shit. So I look at baby girl, I'm like, we going to jail. What are you talking about? It's like, no.
I got warrants.
I'm joking, but yeah, he wrote me a ticket. But man, I felt like a little, I ain't been pulled over in a minute, but I started snitching on myself when he came up. Look, I'm like, bro, I was on my phone, bro.
Right. Please.
He
like,
and he had the camera on him and everything.
Oh,
he
said, don't God. Worry about
it. We gonna get it taken care of, though, for sure. But I was scared.
No, I feel you.
Oh,
everything, though.
She asked me, too. She was like, you nervous? I'm like, I'm trying to act all cool and shit. Bro, I couldn't find my registration or my insurance. I couldn't find nothing. I'm like, I'm
find
so unprepared.
You pull off.
I haven't been pulled over in a long time, I guess. That's all that is.
I try to avoid.
But shout out to dude.
He said, hey, shout out to dude, real talk.
Shout out to bro.
Are we able to ask you questions?
Of course.
Okay, I got a question for you.
I never thought that.
I be trying to tell y'all. You've been on the pod so many times. We talk.
I done asked questions.
Yeah,
I done asked questions right now.
What y'all can ask questions to each other.
So I want to know.
We can ask Siri. Fuck you talking about?
Siri.
I'm talking shit. What? Okay. All right.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, we met online type shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't go out. I don't.
You be going
out.
No,
I do not. Y'all see me out, but that's not me.
Right.
So I know I'm talking shit.
She get on my nerves.
She said that was Hatchet David. What you talking about?
That was Chase. That was
right,
Chase
that was
David.
Chase David.
What y'all talking about? But no,
that's
yeah.
Funny
we went, yeah, she's a wonderful spirit.
That's what's up, man.
She's going to be all right.
I feel like everybody needs that in their life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I love it. I think somebody, but me, like, I'm very individual, mm-hmm. you know, lies or whatever. So I encourage the people around me to be that way. For real. I do.
It was
and that's something, that we talk about that type of shit all the time.
Like, yeah.
But like, and me being on the road, like one of my newest things, I think when I got in the truck and I used to miss home, I used to want to be home all the time. And then I came to realize the past couple years that like, you know, your absence really sharpens love in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So when you leave and you come back, people have an affinity for you. I tell her all the time, like,
that's
if
real.
We was together all the time, we would not want to be around each other.
Yeah.
But the fact that...
I mean, like we was talking about earlier, everybody need that space. Like, even if you are in a relationship and shit, like, y'all, I'm just speaking in general. People got their own, like, little hobbies and shit they want to do, little shit they want to do. So That's natural to feel like that. Like,
we all been with or know someone that's been with someone that's really clingy. And yeah, really,
sure.
And that is a very common thing based on like childhood shit.
Yeah. Yep.
But like even like when I golf or like I go out with the fellas or I do this.
Yeah.
I sacrifice my time away from people.
Right.
And even like my parents leaving and my family not ever being together. My family has never family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family has never been together. And that was right. always something that I had to deal with over
right.
time.
Right.
So now I got a pretty firm grip on that whole situation.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage other people to take time out to be uncomfortable and be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately you are. If you don't think, you know what I mean? Ultimately, even with you with when you're with someone, you're alone. Mm-hmm. And you can feel like you can feel that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Facts. Yeah.
That's facts.
And you gotta be comfortable with that. Cause I've been around people that you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell they need somebody with them.
Yeah.
All the time. And that's what's scary. No, I'm so serious. That is scary.
That
man.
Is scary.
That is
you
so
don't
scary.
Got nothing that you want to do without me. No, real shit though. Like, you don't want to go.
And then other people, you know, you guys can have negative and positive habits. Like, a person around you can encourage negative things in your life. Like,
hell
you can't
grow
and progress because you're with somebody that's going to enable you to be doing bullshit all goddamn
Or even, like you said, it could be friends. Like, it could be anybody. And family,
motherfucker. And with technology, too, is a way for us to be together. But we can also be together and
be apart.
Stagnate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But stagnate each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
we spend so much time on the video games and on Zoom, FaceTime, Instagram.
Yeah.
That, you know, get the fuck out the house.
Real
do some other shit bro.
Yeah.
And that's why I envy the people with kids, man. Y'all so lit. Y'all don't realize how lit y'all is, bro. I swear to God.
It's a gift and a curse, though.
You get to watch it, though. You get to see it. The same shit you went through, you get to watch it and see it. And me, I have such a photograph. I have so much, like, emotional things tied into my past.
Yeah.
That, like, when I do, like, you know, clone myself. I'm gonna be on his ass.
Technically.
But I gotta like, and that's what's so dope about knowing like your OGs. Like, man, I know my OGs. They sick of me. My dad, my mom is sick of me, dog, because I challenge them all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
they know who I used to not challenge them. And like now it's on and popping.
Yeah, we grown now.
It's
like you said, we grown.
It's on, bro.
Yeah.
It's on.
Speaking from a parent point of view, though, like, and I like to call me and Ish like a new group of parenting because.
What you mean?
For lack of a better term, mm-hmm. so no offense to anybody in the generations prior.
Right.
But I feel like that the baby boomers, because my mom is a baby boomer, she was much older, and then that Generation X, like, it's a group of toxic parenting.
Mm hmm.
Where it's like you respect your parents no matter what.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they could do the worst shit to you.
You better not say shit.
They don't apologize. And if other people's parents aren't like that, like, I apologize to you. I'm not speaking on your parent.
Yeah, on your head like that. But.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But we are... We encourage our kids to be independent. Like, we admit to them that we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
I think, like, that's the biggest thing about cloning yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
you have these kids that didn't ask to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make them understand that it's okay to be human. You know what I'm saying? You
definitely.
Have to help them understand that, like... Sophia did something to Ian today, and she refused to apologize. And I'm like, girl.
You have to.
You were wrong, girl. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it's nice. I guess they call it, like, now breaking generational curses.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's
mainly,
like, what I feel like our generation needs to focus on when they do have children.
Yeah.
You like, guys are their biggest case study.
Yes.
And
like,
they looking at
I
us.
Didn't realize that growing
Hell
up how
yeah.
much I like I'll remind my parents of shit that happened back
you
in the day. They'd be like,
Hell
you remember?
Yeah.
I'm
like,
they
think that because
was,
you were a kid, like
I
you
was
just
front line with this shit.
Yep.
You feel me?
Yep. Yep.
And that's I envy that shit because I'm just the kid poking at the bear still. You know what I mean? Like, I got my parents, so I still do the kid
right.
shit that I used to do.
And that doesn't stop.
No.
No, that's never gonna stop.
Yeah, you have your own kids, and then you're like, okay, yeah, this is... I don't want to be that. But
you also gotta let them be though. Like, you gotta let them be sometimes.
Yeah, and that's what we do.
It's hard. That's what's so, and that's why you gotta have a relationship with faith. And a lot of people, it's hard. That's the hardest thing ever, because you gotta have that faith that they'll make the right decisions. You know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But you don't want to bombard them with shit.
Like, you do this, you do that. Yeah, that's because that's like she was saying. That's what our parents did to us. Like, they was on our ass. Like, in like a way, like we was like damn near scared. I'm not gonna say scared, but like you didn't want to go, you didn't want to fuck up in school.
My dad was a scared. My dad came up to my school, beat my ass in the bathroom.
But man, that's what I'm saying. My mom,
I swear to God,
my dad's a scary.
I'm talking about and you don't know, grade.
Like he don't understand who he is in the castle, bro. I'd be like, he'll tell me about some shit that went down with this person, that person.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, bro, you don't realize
that you've done this.
No, not that. It's like you don't realize how you expect this child,
right?
To respect you the way you want to be respected.
Right.
They've never seen that before. Exactly. They don't know how to. I was a closed mouth. That's why I talk so goddamn much now, because back in the day,
let that shit
out. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I didn't have a space to say nothing.
Seen, not heard.
That's exactly. That's another thing they told
me. Seen, not heard.
Exactly.
You better sit your little ass down in this room.
Now, I do
and not
I do,
say nothing.
I do agree with some aspects of that, though. Like, I don't think you should get involved as a child. I don't think you should get involved in an adult conversation, like speaking.
Right.
Like, you a part of the conversation.
Right.
Because I'm going to just keep it real. Like, when I was growing up, like, I ear hustled a lot and got a lot of info because I didn't speak on stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
little badass.
So it's
that's kinda good, though.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
It's a child's curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and then, like I said, like, getting my own, like you said, your parents will be like, you remember that? And then they be like, I didn't even know you was listening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I don't agree with, like, I don't know. I think kids should be seen and not heard. But if you are...
You gotta give kids their just due for being kids.
Yes!
Like, there are parents that are like, that are like, handcuffing or like, you know, doing the timeout thing with their child, and it's like, you don't expect your kids to be bad and test the limits and do this and that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy, and I'm not a parent, you know, right. But I'm not a parent at all.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like,
but that's true though. When you think
and
about
that's
it, like
I say, that's why I talk to my OGs and they talk to me about kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, that's a child, bro.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Like you said, like you'd be like, Steph, like you would snap off. Like, so Sophia has that.
That's
like,
good though.
Sophia will go in and I'd be like, I get so angry.
She'd just say some shit that'll fuck me up. Like, what do you know about
but
this?
But I expect it from her. Like, my aunt is like, she thinks it's so funny when I talk about the stuff, the sassy stuff Sophia has said. She's like,
girls grow up faster too,
yeah,
right?
Of course, because we think we know everything. So
Ian lucky as hell,
yeah,
because he got his sister.
He do, and she be on his ass. She be on his ass though. She be like,
so
don't, because she be hearing us tell this nigga what to do.
If I had an older sister, bro, oh my god,
yeah, and they not that far apart in age, so they gonna go to school together.
Oh,
like you and JT, like y'all.
Bro, that shit sucks. Probably gonna hold you. JT 17 months apart, bro. It was hard.
That's what
I never treated JT like a younger brother. JT was always my peer, and that's why he talking. That's why he is the way that he is.
JT my nigga though. He gonna keep it real, bro. He's not gonna fake it.
But just
he gonna keep it real.
I reassure him now to this day, we grown ass men. I tell him he got me for anything. Despite everything, you got me for anything. He know that, but we still can't communicate. You know how me and JT is. We can't communicate at all.
I feel you though. Y'all be into it.
I can't say nothing,
that
bro.
Shit funny.
I can't, because he go to 8 quick as hell. I'll be at 2, and he'll go to 8.
But that's like that with siblings, though, because obviously, well, me being a female is different, but me and Woody are the same way. You know, Woody's super laid back, but I'll be like,
she's ready to go.
But
she gonna turn up.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though.
But that's where you guys get your personalities from. Mm-hmm. Like, same with me and JT.
Mm-hmm.
We are complete products of each other, because we spend so much time together.
That's facts.
And it's not good to have all that time with one person.
But
I've lived with JT since I was 26 years old.
But this
I've been by myself for the first time in my fucking life, y'all. It is fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
And it's so dope. And I exercise my right to be alone. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, which
I'm
is
complete
cool.
opposite of who I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which makes
I still got the good shit. Like, yeah. like you want to duplicate the good shit everybody and try to avoid the negative bad shit. You know what I mean?
But it had to be dope growing up with somebody that close in age.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you fight and stuff all the time.
Oh,
but,
yeah, I love JT. To
but I'm saying, like, people who have gaps, like,
it's hard to connect.
It's hard to connect with those older siblings. Like, you wouldn't know, but like,
want you around. But the role is solidified, though. Like, if you have a sibling that got years on you, they are responsible for you.
But that's what
I'm
saying.
Me and JT are so close in age, we're not responsible for
each other. No, we're peers. Just,
yeah, exactly.
Like you said, though. Yeah, y'all peers.
That's me and Woody. Like, he's Woody is a minute older than me. Right. And he acts like...
He exercised that right. I ain't...
60 seconds.
Bro, Woody is a funny nigga.
Like, he's so much older than me. And I'm like, boy, what? Like, we literally are born on the same day. Like, what are you talking about?
Same hospital, same... everything.
Right.
We was in the incubator together.
I mean,
goddamn.
It's dope though. Like, I literally, I am grateful for growing up with somebody so close in age because we got into fights. I know how to fight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fighting a boy. You know what I'm saying? But we dealt with stuff. Like, I could go to him about, like, he is truly my best friend. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not a lot of people get that, like, best friend. Like, it's just, like, super close with his brother. You're super close with your brother. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody, I feel like people need that.
Yeah.
Like, I see how Sophia and Ian interact with each other. Like, they have their own inside jokes already. That's and they just be sitting there cracking up. I be sitting there like...
That's cute as fuck.
Yes.
It is, though. Like, I just be looking at them like, what the fuck is y'all talking about?
It's annoying as hell.
Fuck, man.
It's annoying as hell at times, for sure. But I think that everybody needs that. Because if it was just me and Misha or just Woody and Misha, it would be like, oh my God, second mom, here she go again.
Right.
Somebody else telling me how to do this, that, and the third.
That's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
It is,
though.
It is.
Yeah. So it's nice having somebody like you said, appear.
Right. Even the case studies of single childs, though, they have different, like, values and are different socially.
Sure.
And it's not good or bad. It's just,
right,
it
it's
is
just
what
different.
It is.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't know that's where crazy. I would be without JT. Dog.
Yeah.
Real shit. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you look back like, at it, like, damn, we done grew up together. We seen everything together. Like,
right.
Well, we was, that's how I feel about is. Like, we could compare our brotherhood with our brothers because it's damn near the same. He is 3 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw everything that
it's
we
so
went
weird that you go through
up.
Things at different timelines and different, like, the linear timeline of each person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, as I think I was able to dissect a lot of things really well, and I think my brother had a different go at it because we were 17 months
apart. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't understand... It's so weird because we're growing into being men at the same time.
Exactly.
So we can't be
crazy.
There for each other a lot of the time.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
And it's weird. And we fault each other for that in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we are happy for each other and we show it differently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me and JT, we don't give a fuck about gifts. We don't give a fuck about
exactly.
birthdays.
That's how it's
we
supposed
just,
to be.
That, he just in the other room.
That's
you know
how it's
I mean?
Supposed to be. That's how
but
it's supposed to be.
That's boy type shit.
Yeah.
That's boy shit.
Hell yeah.
I talked about that with my grandma for like Mother's Day. I sent my mom like some flowers and she was like, make sure. I'm
right.
like, grandma, you know I don't like really like
right.
I know it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. But
I'm
we don't
sick,
do that
man.
Shit.
I'm
yeah.
fucked up. I'm sick, man. I don't know. Cause other people put a lot of stake in the gift giving type thing.
Yeah.
I remember giving gifts to my dad and like never seen him use it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like that's some man shit, bro.
Like what the fuck?
That's
a waste
that's
of money.
Some man shit. I got a noise
up.
Remember the water foot massage tubs?
Hell yeah. I wish somebody would give me that bitch
listen,
right now.
Listen, bro. Never seen that bitch opened. Fuck
he
you talking
said,
about.
Damn, where that gift
but that's about knowing people's love language, though.
Yeah.
Regardless of the relationship, like, if it's romantic.
Are we responsible for each other's love languages?
We're not responsible for that.
I mean, in a relationship, hell yeah, I feel like.
Shouldn't you be with somebody that you shouldn't have to ask them for that?
You don't have. You shouldn't have to ask if you know somebody. Like you get to learn people, and you know how they like certain things.
Like I said, I'm sick. I'm fucked up, bro. I'm sick.
Like
I'm
for
sick
me, for me,
I wanted to see that foot bath for you.
Yeah. I feel you, though. I feel
like, it's just a gift giver.
Hey, shout out to my father. I love you, my dog. Man. I love you, bro.
He shout out to G.
He can't stand his fucking podcast.
He said, you don't suck your feet.
He said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Psych, dog. He get his voice out on here sometimes on average. Yeah, every now and then. He comes speak his motherfucking truth every now and then.
That's what's up,
my dog.
That's what's up, man. And like you said, support. That's a big thing, bro.
Only support, though. Like, keep your ego out of it, bro. Yeah. Like, don't come in here and be
telling
like
you what you was supposed to.
Yeah, bro. It's like, keep your shit away from my shit. Just let me have my. If I want to fuck around, support me.
Yeah,
real like, shit. Yo, how lit was it fucking around last Saturday?
Real shit, though.
I'll be like,
real
damn.
Shit. That's funny.
Like, it's funny that you asked me, but I got a story. It's like, no,
that's
I'm
some funny shit.
I called the fuck boy. Goddamn, bro.
That is wild, bro. That I can't
that really
believe
hurt
she,
your feelings,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. I'm going to keep bringing it up. I'm going to bring it up.
But
bring
why?
It up.
You because, don't know her.
No,
she don't
no it hurts my feelings because I try.
Exactly.
I try to. And that's the thing with a lot of men. A lot of men try so hard, but they don't get recognition. And it's so easy to stab a nigga when he not look, especially a nigga, right? Mm-hmm. It's so easy to look at a black man and be like, no.
Yo, real shit.
I know
I
got a lot.
I
got a lot of white friends. I know a lot of white people.
Oh yeah,
and
for
I'm
sure.
cool with them. I got love for them.
I
but goddamn, the totem, the balance beam is different
it
over
is
here,
different.
But we gotta do fucking shit.
We gotta work extra hard.
We gotta be so goddamn nice, bro. And I'm over. I'm dangerous, bro.
We gotta
Stop playing with me.
We gotta change our voice for interviews.
Stop
and
playing
shit.
With me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I'm dangerous, bro. Leave me the fuck alone.
I feel it, though.
And it's so easy to throw that shot, bro. You're not throwing that shot at nobody else in this motherfucking room. Look at this nigga over here. I'm better. I'm 10 times better than that nigga over there, but you're not calling him a fuck boy, are you? You know what I mean?
Right.
You can tell I'm hot. See, you know, they got a little serious.
Hey, man.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
you know, we get lit every time we motherfucking link up, my boy. So, yeah, this shit lit. This shit raw.
Oh,
this shit
man.
Raw.
Yeah. But you can't let that get the best.
No, it's
of
fire,
like
bro.
That.
Shout out to baby girl because she, you know, she held it down.
Yeah,
that'd have been fucked.
Yeah, like if she would have turned up, like,
that would have been crazy.
Like, so what the fuck is she talking about? Like, what? Yep. No, at the table though, funny, like
oh,
what?
Man, that shit was lit.
But yeah, so she I wouldn't funny. Even.
And that's
that
why
shit.
I don't go out. That's why I don't go outside.
He said I'd rather stay in this motherfucking crib.
That's why no, I deal with people.
I'm talking
I feel
shit.
It.
But we used to go out like a motherfucker, Canada, shit, all type of shit. We used to be out here, dog, but. I'll get that shit to the youngins, nah. I can't even move like that no more. Shit, I gotta be in the crib by shit. It's a weekend. Shit, I gotta be in the crib by 12. 12:30, goddammit.
Yeah, it said some funny shit yesterday. He went to his cousin's 21st birthday kickback or whatever.
Yep.
And he goes, I'm sitting here falling asleep on the couch.
I
I'm like, get
God.
Your ass home. Like,
I'm hearing all these young niggas talk about anime and shit. I'm like,
get your ass
different.
Home.
I'm like, this shit different.
You, like, you the one to sleep on the couch. Gut.
Oh, yeah,
get
I was dozing
home.
Off. I was dozing off. I'm like, yeah, it's time for me to leave. Let me make a plate. And that's how I knew I was old. I'm like, let me get some of them shish kebabs and hot dogs y'all niggas was cooking. Yeah, I need a plate. Order foil at. I'm out of here.
Did y'all hear Justin Timberlake sold his catalog for $100 million?
I heard that shit.
Bro.
Why the fuck would he do that?
He a fucking legend, bro. I don't
Why
know.
Why the fuck
he's
do that,
out,
though?
Because
he worth more than that,
he? Worth more than that.
I'm cashing out, bro. I ain't mad at him.
So he got hits with Timberland and shit.
He just adding to that.
If your love was all I had.
First of all.
In his life.
Man, what? Stop playing with JT. Under JT, nigga.
JT 2.
You feel me?
You know where JT came from, right, though? My brother? His real name Taylor.
Yeah, I
so just
found
Taylor.
That shit out, bro.
He's always there. And then we were NSYNC, Eminem, Jay-Z, Kanye boys back in the day. So JT was even JT
I
this whole time.
I'm like, where did JT come from?
Oh, JT been JT. Fuck the top off. I wish you would have sold me this shit for $100 million. You had the rights to this shit.
So you took a chance.
Oh, this is a banger for sure.
I wonder why he did that though.
I don't know.
But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No.
I'm bullshit, man. Y'all better stop crying. YSL, bro. YSL, man. YSL, bro. What the fuck, bro? What happened, bro? What happened? How they get caught up like that, bro? Rico case. They using songs and shit. Wait, hold up, bro.
They said they was watching them boys since 2013, man.
Was it 13 or 16?
2013,
that's
bro.
That's a long ass time, boy.
That's a decade.
And they said 50 bodies, right? So they said they're responsible for like 50 murders.
Oh yeah, they need to be in there.
So they, how many murders does it take for you to like come in and
exactly?
Like, you know what I mean?
Like you gonna keep watching people just... get killed, motherfucker? Y'all just gonna keep letting motherfuckers get killed?
That's crazy.
Trying to build a case, niggas, 100 niggas done died.
They said, damn, what's the count? 49?
Goddamn. Crazy.
Bro, that's fucking nuts, bro.
That's hey, that's crazy some wild fuck, shit, bro. But yeah, they was watching them boys in 2013.
Oh, man.
Damn.
I'm trying to think of that song, bro, bro had with Nicki. I'm gonna find it too. This is one of the songs that they using against him in court.
Oh, a Nicki Minaj verse?
Yeah, a feature. Yeah, I remember. That's everybody remember this shit. This shit went crazy back in the day. This shit old as hell. Remember it's he said, I don't wanna do it with that body, but I got something to do with that body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was just talking about that
Yeah, like I'm moving the body.
Bro.
Oh wait, I found it.
That is wild. That's the wildest shit.
This shit goes so hard. Bro, this song goes so hard, bro.
Somebody pull for the queen.
So we the jury, right? It's Thug over there. Gunna over there. It's the judge in the middle. And they playing this shit, right? Bro, this is nuts.
I never killed anybody, hey. But I got something to do with that body. I got this grease on my back. Carry it like I'm moving the body.
Crazy.
Told him to shoot 100 rounds like he trying to move the body. It was like them in the mountain.
I went
in
the school, that's the truth.
I made me some rest in the morning.
Don't you like associate like music to where you were, like what you were doing when you first heard it?
Hell yeah.
I do that
every time.
All the time.
Every time.
I do that all the time. Like, I'll listen to an old song and be like, oh, I was at grandma's house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. Shit, like, yo. French Montana mixtapes from, like, when we were in high school, like, 08, 09.
Exactly
I remember I was in Queens, bro. Like,
that's
I had an old-ass Dell, and I would, like,
that
be on hotnewhiphop.com
and
download
the
whole mixtape. I'd be like, bro, this fucking old-ass... Man, French was my boy back in the day. I mean, he's still kind of my man.
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna say French.
He my
make
guilty
bangers.
Pleasure. Yeah, he like a guilty pleasure. People, when you say that though, people be like,
"No, I fuck
Montana.
With, I fuck with French."
Be like French Montana
and Max B. Like I start fucking with French Montana because of Max B. Like I heard Max
you,
B and him.
See, that's what I be saying, bro. Y'all come on the show, bro, because I be trying to get that little expertise,
Max B,
bro.
And French Montana got so many hits, dog.
We was trying to link when that Weekend came out.
We was.
Bro.
What the fuck happened?
That Weekend shit was
fire. I don't know, but I love the Weekend.
We got...
That nigga said, how do I make you love me?
For real.
And no, I love the Weekend, bro. He's so... He a musical genius. Like he put projects together,
Weekend,
and they all like how he had the radio. He had the radio station and shit. Like yeah, basically you about to die. Just listen to this album till
right.
you fucking die.
Until you take
That's
off.
What he said.
No,
Who said
but
that?
Basically, like he was like,
oh, he make depressing pop music. We talked about that.
Yeah,
he make like real like.
I love the Weekend,
cynical.
Bro.
He makes cynical bops.
I love the Weekend,
he also
bro.
Hella disrespectful, and it's funny because
not
I think
no
of,
more though.
But listen,
not
listen,
no
it's so funny because I think about back in the day, and Hatchie used to be like, "How y'all listen talking
know,
to me and Kim?
Nigga,
how y'all listen to him? And he be hella disrespectful,
no,
but y'all
nigga,
be talking about everybody else. He be like, but he be singing."
Right. Shout out to Kim too. That's what's up.
So y'all just want to hear that nigga voice. We he talking about all type of shit.
No, but like, hella disrespectful.
Like, would you say about Lana the other day? Like, I mean, earlier. I love Lana because she do the same shit. She make depressing, yes, like, girl music.
We need that.
And I be listening to it, and I feel like I'm, like, being, like, attacked. And it's a guilty pleasure. Like, I swear to God, bro. No, I listen to Lana Del Rey just to be attacked by her.
That's funny as hell.
And it's fucked up because I wish I didn't like her so much. You know what I mean? I wish I didn't like her music so much.
Bro, I listened to that whole album.
That Weekend album? Which one?
No, the one you're talking about.
Kim Trails.
You said that's what you wanted to do on the podcast.
And then we did the Benny and Butcher.
Yes, I'm like, damn, I had never really kind of, I never.
Go
really
check that episode out, yo. Listen.
I'm going to look that shit up.
That, listen, listenership.
That was
go back
was
to
fun.
The Kim Trails
fun,
and what was the name
the
of
Benny
that
the
Benny
the
Butcher
shit.
Album, bro?
What the fuck?
Oh my God, that's his best project, bro. Is that not his best project throughout his whole catalog?
Did you hear that Tana Talk 4?
Nah.
Bro, see, that shit was
I did listen to some of it. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just special to me because we potted about it.
No, that was, no, that was just me and you, too. That was
fire.
Classic. What
the fuck? But Free YSL.
Freedom Boys. The plugs I met, too. The plugs
yeah,
I met, too.
Yeah, bro, that one is my favorite that's one, bro. That shit fire, bro.
He talk about Free YSL. Gunna looking so depressed on that motherfucking mugshot. I'm like, yeah, that boy that got into something he ain't never been in before.
With his fresh ass. He was lit too, bro.
He was just dropped lit. That album mm-hmm. Pushing P and shit.
Yeah, they was Pushing P last summer
pushing
or whatever.
P. That was nigga, that was earlier this year.
Yeah, for real? Damn, I
that
forgot.
That was earlier
that was
this year.
This
that
year.
Wasn't that far ago. Like damn. Far ago. That wasn't that long ago. That was like in down there March or some shit. April. No, March. February.
Some shit like that.
Earlier this year.
All right, y'all. Listen, we had like 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
Is there anything else? Any more questions for me? I love y'all, man. Thank you
man,
so much.
We love you too, man.
I can't wait to get this out. Oh, Memorial Day weekend. Hold up.
Okay.
What is the Memorial Google Memorial Day? Why do we celebrate?
Oh, God.
This is one of those American...
That's a good question.
It's an American, like, holiday question.
If we would just talk
Memorial
to just,
Day,
oh, Memorial
why do
Day.
We celebrate this shit? I'll just put that in Google. Why do we celebrate this shit? Memorial Day. And it's about those troops, right?
I think so. I think so. I thought that was Veterans Day, though.
Since not...
Man, since they got so many fucking holidays.
Since 1971, Memorial Day has been observed on the last Monday in May. It is observed with the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. And yeah, so it's just like respecting
the
troops that passed away.
Turning up. Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
To celebrate the troops that have fallen for this country.
So we barbecue for them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's very
black people just find a reason for
barbecue, so we
barbecue
for
it
them.
Ain't even black people though, it's everybody.
Yeah, I know it's everybody,
so
but
we
don't.
Yeah,
if
so
we
celebrate.
We.
Yeah. But it's very ironic.
Oh, we okay, yeah, right.
It's so ironic that we are going through this gun control and school mm-hmm. shooting shit. And then we got Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen.
Yeah, man. It's sick as hell like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, we gotta do better. Why the fuck do we celebrate the 4th of July? Like,
yeah, we wasn't free.
We was.
All right, any last words?
No, let me stop. Let me stop.
I'm going to end this out with a song. Any last words from y'all for the DBP
man,
viewership?
Man, appreciate you for having
love
us,
y'all, man.
All the time, bro.
Fire,
we going to turn up
y'all
every time.
Y'all come back, man. We'll do it again.
Yeah, man. Let me
shit
know.
Shit don't stop,
we
man.
We can come back as a duo. Shit, you can
up.
Come by yourself. Shit.
Steph, you got to bring more ladies through to the DBP. I'll be
oh,
working.
God.
It'd be hard. It'd be hard to get the ladies to come on here and be talking that shit, but you know how that go. I'm not going to Kevin Samuels them or none of that shit. But hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm gonna play this classic America shit because this is where we at.
Fuck
I
it,
hate
man.
Playing shit on YouTube, man. This shit is fucking retarded.
Let the flag fly. Fuck it, we over here.
Have to edit the fuck out of this shit.
Go.
God damn, man.